Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is October the 6th, Thursday, 2022. Now, I've been out of business for a while. It's a long, complicated story, about 3 months worth. I have several radio shows, about six of them to load, that I've done over the period of time, including one with Professor Joel that's on with me now. But if I explained all the details, folks, it's just like the typical whistleblower thing, low-income housing. I was illegally thrown out. Hopefully, this attorney claims they'll sue him, will put some money in my pocket in about 6 months to a year. But I'm in a situation now, it took 3 months to level out, etc. So if anybody wants to make a donation, believe me, I could use it right now. But Professor Joel's on with me, and he's been more on the curve update because of the communication problems that I've had and TV problems and everything else. I'm out in the middle of the boonies. I mean, this is like the closest town is 65 miles away one way. Just, and they've got everything, and Walmarts and the whole bit, but hey, it's too far. But I'm going to be here for a while. So I'm back in business. My website's cleaned off pretty much. But I'm going to be posting these shows, including this one this evening, because it's vitally important. Now, I have Professor Joe on, and we're talking about the threat of nuclear attack. Now, Joe, I'm going to let you lead it, please.
All right, what prompted the call to Stu was, it was something that I picked off the internet. And one of the things, and what it was about, was that the next step of what is happening in the Ukraine is the use of tactical nukes by Russia. And they have said that if the United States does certain things, they're going to do certain things. And so that's what prompted the call. Possibility of the use of tactical nukes in the Ukraine. So that's where it stands right now. And there are reports that are coming out of Washington that federal employees are given, they have brought up what they call iodine to help strengthen your pineal gland because of radiation. And so, and a bug out bag in case you have to leave. So when you have the federal government making up supply for this, it causes one for concern that is NATO going to retaliate against Russia with the use of tactical nukes? So because we know who runs our federal government, who in turn runs really the Ukraine government, it is out of the United States State Department led by people by Newland and the neocons out of the State Department. And so consequently, we may have on our hands, maybe in about another month, or maybe before the elections, a nuclear exchange of tactical nukes. So this is what this is talking about right now. And hold your breath, because we hope this doesn't happen. And there are certain other things that are coming into play. Like now they have found out that we know that the United States really was the one that sabotaged the gas lines under the ocean. And it turned out, well, the United States destroyed only one of the three pipes. So they have one that is functioning And there was supposedly a secret deal that was made between Germany and Russia so that this coming winter people won't freeze to death, because this is what's going to happen in Europe this winter. They're only going to be able to keep their temperatures at 66 degrees, or people will not be able to survive the winter. There will be a lot of deaths. And so it's looking very bleak right now for Germany and all of Europe. There's not going to be enough heat. And on top of all of that, Judy Mikovits, Dr. Tim Penny, has said there's going to be a tsunami of death from the biological weapon shot that everybody took.
Now, that's about 8 out of 10 people, correct? 8 out of 10 Americans took that shot. Isn't that the numbers?
It's somewhere between 70 to 80%. That's what I keep reading on the internet. So we don't know for sure, but we do know that what happens is that your body begins to, because of the shock, begins to produce spike proteins, which are part of, which is your immune system. But apparently they don't, some of them will not form properly. And so what happens, they form what they call amyloids, and they clog up your vascular system. And so people die of heart attacks. And so people are beginning to drop all around us, but they're not, of course, reporting it. But Dr. Judy Mikovits and Dr. Tenpenny says that by Tenpenny, rather Dr. Tenpenny and Dr. Judy Mikovits said probably we could reach only 100 million people that are left
in the United States.
In the United States.
And we got over 300 million. We're talking 300 million people, and we're only going to have about a third left.
Yeah.
From the shot.
Only about a third, because they took the shot. Exactly.
Now, you're aware of the hospitals in Los Angeles have the bodies stacked up outside the emergency rooms, because if they don't have any place, and the morgues can't even burn the people up fast enough, cremate them. Is that pretty much
true?
Yeah,
there were reports that came out of California, Southern California, that there were so many deaths from the shot. Of course, they don't admit to it, that they were having to stack them outside temporarily in body bags. Now, how many, I don't know, but we do know that there is a lot of damage that has been done. People have come forward and spoken about it, and so right now they're, I would say that Klaus Schwab, who is bringing about the reset, these globalists are working as hard as they can in different avenues of, like, promoting a nuke war, the shot, and mass immigration. It is like, for instance, in mass immigration, Anthony Aguero, who posts on YouTube, the real Anthony Aguero, spelled A-G-U-E-R-O, he gives you a first-hand view. Our government does not produce any of these videos that Anthony does. And on one spot, in the Yuma section, there must have been, in this 1 3-2 hour period, 900 came through. Venezuelans, Colombians, Hondurans, Haitians, Cubans that have come through, and all they do is they walk across the border. There's no fence. They are then tagged by the Border Patrol. They're put on buses for another processing. And then they release them into society and ship them wherever they want to go. And this is just one section of a 2,000-mile border. So all along the border, where you have, like, Juarez, Nogales, Yuma, El Paso, Del Rio, Laredo. You have all of these, and every evening you would have probably about 2,000 going through a night on every one of those places 7 days a week. And that's what's, when they say there is a flood, they are not kidding. They are not exaggerating. And so you have this mass influx, and any society cannot stand this because it will just eventually drop into chaos. And when you have big cities now where they have defunded the police departments and no bail, we're having these mass murders, robberies. And these cities are turning into hell holes. And it's done by Klaus Schwab and the boys to bring about the destruction of Western culture. And they're doing it very quickly and very efficiently.
Now, Fox News, I've been able to pick it up the past couple days, finally, having so much problem with my phone, with my Wi-Fi hotspot, but I've been able to pick up things. And I noticed Tucker Carlson was reporting heavily about this nuclear attack that's going to happen. Russia threatening nukes because we used them. We blew up their pipeline. I've confirmed that with CIA sources, folks. Joe is very correct. The United States did that. Our military did it, one of the agencies. CIA, military, whoever it was. But it was at the orders of little Biden. Just started World War III, basically. Now, Putin's not kidding. I respect the president of Russia, Putin. And the reason I respect him is he brought Christianity and churches back open in Russia when he became president. They didn't have that before. If you were caught with a Bible, you were executed for having a Bible. Now, Ukraine is part of the Russian Confederation. They basically left them alone, and the whole bit, even underneath Trump, they were underneath Obama. Oh, they've attacked the Ukraine. They've attacked the Ukraine. You have to look at who is the Ukraine. It's the Khazarian Jews, they call themselves. Khazars. They've always been. Ukraine is a hotbed. I know this to be fact because a friend of mine is now dead and has been for almost 7 months dead. He was a whistleblower. His wife is a whistleblower, without speaking names because I don't want her killed. But he knew what went on at K-State, Kansas University, out in Manhattan, Kansas. They were making biochemical weapons out there, folks. And they were shipping those biochemical weapons to the Israelis who shipped them over to the Ukraine, of which they have huge biological chemical waste dumps over there. Dumps, not dumps, but piles of it. Deep underground. I mentioned it on one other show. And because of the communications monitoring me all the time, I noticed that 2 days later, Mr. Putin, President Putin of Russia, stopped the bombing to try to find the biologicals, and it was on TV that he raided one of the holes. Now, if they had hit that biological, the whole planet would be cooking right now. And they haven't done that. They're trying to be very careful, but they're trying to neutralize the Israelis. In a little bit of history, I know Joe knows it, Israel was formed, and there's a professor, Joe, I forgot his name, he was a University of not Harvard, it was one of the other universities. And he was also a professor over in Jerusalem at a university there. Now, he did a study of DNA of who the true Hebrews of ancient time were with a $5 million grant or whatever he got. And he found out that 92% of the Palestinians have the true Hebrew bloodline. Whereas those in Israel, 92% of them do not. They are from Europe. They are from the Ukraine mainly. And they were the ones that were working with Adolf Hitler, Raphael Aton, General Raphael Aton, who tried to murder me one time. Him and his little goon, Michael Hariri, who ended up the head of the Mossad for Israel. I believe both to be dead now. Michael Hariri's father and Raphael Othon were involved in supplying the true Hebrews to Adolf Hitler to execute the few that did get killed and executed during World War II. Now, I'm familiar with that. I'm familiar with a lot of things. Now, if you go to my video, Stu Webb Chronicles, at the top of my site, it says copyrighted. There's going to be the original, and there's going to be more to it that will be released sometime by the end of this month. And I'm going to ask for a $20 donation in order to download it. It will be available to everybody. And it's going to be like a documentary movie, 3 hours long approximately, that you can pass to your friends. And there's going to be loaded top secret stuff in there already. There's going to be more. But Joe is very familiar with a ton of this stuff. This is the reason I bring him on. He researches well. He has connections. He knows things. But we have a problem. And I'm going to tell you. Super Spook Otis Johnson, you can put in my search box on my website, Otis Johnson, or RIP, rest in peace, Otis Johnson. You can go to the radio bar. You will hear a 13-minute discussion. I put him on an airplane one time with General Flynn when I was living down the street from him doing a house he got me to remodel, or when I was remodeling his house. He was William Casey's direct assistant, and he's talking about how they're going to be able to monitor everybody, chips in the toasters, chips in everything, and be able to hear your conversations. Well, there's more to this. Otis Johnson was NSA. Before his death, he worked with General Flynn. He was murdered 2 weeks before General Flynn was fired on this fake dossier done by Hillebeest and Jeb Bush. He was murdered over it. He told me, Stu, don't worry about Mueller. If he doesn't do his job, I'm going to put him in handcuffs and arrest him. Now, Otis got Stonard, the shadow government within the government, E-Systems, part of Raytheon Corp. Daddy Bush controlled it. It's all part of the drugs and guns with Jeb Bush and everybody today. It's the shadow government, not deep state. Everybody calls it deep state. It's shadow government. And they shoot people with the satellite. There's 10 million people in the United States get shot with the satellite every night. And within 5 years, it will make you die of natural causes because your immune system's ate up. Now, magnesium, potassium, iron, and zinc are the things that you need to replenish. If you get cramps in the middle of the night, woken up like I get, certain times they do it at night because most people are asleep at night. They're targeting Americans for opening their mouth. Now, I'm explaining this for a reason. We're in deep trouble. And Otis Johnson, who was William Casey's assistant, who witnessed the human sacrifice in Denver, Colorado, going out and getting an order signed by the vice president on behalf of Casey, who Bush said, if you ever tell anybody what you just saw, as they lay him in the door and he asked him to pull his hood over, back where he could see his face, he said, you ever tell anybody, I'll kill you. Otis says, yes, sir, and left. Now, Otis told me that during the Syrian conflict, when the United States was accused of releasing biochemical weapon or whatever it was on the Syrian people, which they did not do, and they were trying to bring us into a war, our own government. Otis told me he was on the phone with Russian Putin because he worked on a, from his home on a computer. When I was working on his house and living there for a year, had my own bedroom, bathroom, and office, etc. I did $50,000 worth of material alone, $50,000 worth of labor over that year period of time. I got my ear full. I saw a lot of things that were in files in his cabinet. He told me things I could never say, and I agreed not to on a lot of things. But he was on the NSA. He was a super spook. He raised the Glomar Explorer, the nuclear sub of Russia, took the codes out. It was an operation back in 72. He stuck into Russia as a farmer. A trade agreement, went to Siberia where they had a nuclear new sub base, He got pictures for the government, ran for 6 days and nights into Iran. As he said, stole cars, bicycles, stole clothes off of people's line to change his identity, clotheslines, etc. He was a true 007. He had three PhDs. I asked him, I said, Otis, if anything ever happens to you, where are you going to be buried? He said, I'm not. My agreement was they could dissect my brain. He was only 300 of true 007s that were ever trained by our government. Here's the deal. He was on the phone because they got a call about 10 or 11 o'clock and he wasn't on the shift. He got a call from the NSA. He had to dial up real quick. He got involved in the conversation with President Putin. And he spoke Russian fluently. He spoke with Mr. Putin. They had translators, but he spoke to him. President Putin of Russia threatened the United States if they did not back out of Syria and quit doing biological attacks on them, that there would be a problem. And he asked him what the problem was. Well, he says, I'm going to put a nuke inside the Azov fault line. Azov fault line is off the coast of New York, about 300 miles out in the Atlantic, just west of New York City. And he says, if I drop a nuke down in there, which is international waters, and we set it off, he says, you will have a tidal wave hit the United States, 1,800 feet tall. It will go from Florida all the way past Maine, and it will go to the center of the United States, 1,800 feet tall, roughly St. Louis, Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri area. He says, it will wipe out half the United States. And he says, I don't even have to put a nuke, live nuke on your property. He said, we will do that if you don't back off of Syria. Now, what has happened? And this Biden, this is Antichrist, New World Order, trying to drive us into conflict to bring about a huge block of people dying. Now, Joe, you want to add to any of that?
What we have to do is to put a specific target. In other words, who is doing this? And it is the neocons, the same guys that brought us 9/11, and it's led by Leland, who helped overthrow the election in the Ukraine in 2014, and the Ukraine is really controlled by an oligarch and his associate named, who is the president and prime minister of the Ukraine. And those are the guys that have brought all of this misery to that country. And those are the guys that are pushing Putin. They want to push Putin to retaliate with a tactical nuke, and they keep doing it, they keep doing it, they keep doing it. And Victoria Nuland, out of the State Department, and the neocons, the same guys that brought you 9/11, are repeating it again.
And Biden's playing along with it, and Biden is guilty as all hell of treason and sedition and everything else. He's
Let
got...
Let me interrupt you, Stu.
Go ahead.
About Biden. Biden, as everybody can see, there's nothing going on up there. How is this going on? Down here in Phoenix, during the election time, nobody showed up to his rally. There was no one. And to the majority of his rallies, no one showed up. How did he win? Because the election was fixed. The people behind Biden doesn't even know where he's at. All he does is just sign executive orders and push certain points. The people behind Biden are the old neocons, and the example of that, the leadership of that, is found with Victoria Nuland.
Now, the 12 disciples of Satan control the money of the world. You're aware of that? I am too. Rockefeller, Rothschild, Kissinger, Larry Mizell, etc. Ansar Ben-Sheri, the head rabbi in Israel, Pope Benedict, Patrick Wu of China, The list is there. Rockefeller, Rothschilds, it. I've named them before, several times. They're controlling the money. They took over the U.S. Treasury out of Denver, Colorado, because of Iran-Contra drug money out of Silverado. They eventually took over the Treasury here. And up on my website, you see a video. It's called Silverado Savings Drug Money, BlackRock, Blackstone. It's in the breaking news column. I posted it up back in July. A friend of mine in the CIA sent it to me. Was involved in the production of that, paying for the production. You will see a robot from 15 years ago sitting there doing tradings on Wall Street. It's a friggin' robot. Watch, it's only about 20 minutes long. You gotta watch for the robot because they secretly videotaped him. That thing's sitting there going back and forth, flipping his head. Doesn't have to be fed. He's just an artificial intelligence robot doing trading. That's how they took over your pension funds. They own the government. They took over the United States Treasury and the Federal Reserve. Then the same boys out of Denver own HSBC Bank, the largest bank in the world, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corp. That was all my ex-father-in-law stuff that was shoved over to Larry Mizell in Denver, who is now the Illuminati, okay, people call it. He's demon-possessed, fallen angel-possessed human being.
Stu, what you need to do is explain to the audience what Otis told you concerning Leonard Melvin when he died.
He said, this was in 2004, he said, Stu, your ex-father-in-law, whatever lived in him, lived for thousands of years before it inhabited him. Now it's inhabiting Larry Mizell.
Now tell the audience where Larry Mizell lives.
He lives
at operating headquarters.
He's in Denver, Colorado, MDC Holding, which was the parent company of Silverado. They own Richmond American Homes, one of the largest builders in the United States. He's in
All
control.
Right, explain to the audience why Larry Mizell lives in Denver, Colorado, because of what's underneath. So explain that.
There is what's called the Argo Tunnel, folks. The Argo Tunnel is the Western White House built underground. The Argo Tunnel is on I-70. If you go west of Denver, up the mountain, past Evergreen, up the Idaho Springs, Colorado, take the first exit highway. It basically goes south, two lane, and it goes to the Argo Tunnel. Now, that's the Western White House. They have tunnels all connected under Denver. If you come out on Kipling and 6th Avenue about 3:30 when the U.S. government changes its shift, there's 1,000 cars come out of that tunnel. You don't see them. They're coming up out of a garage that's above it. You go out there, and the cops are closed. That federal police are there, and they got the roads closed. Nobody can move except for the employees coming out of the hole. It's the Western White House, Western Capitol. When Dick Cheney was vice president of the United States, he hid at the Denver Tech Center and called the Adams Smart Hotel that Millman, my ex-father-in-law, owned at the time. Now Mizell controls it. Denver Tech, Adams Smart, they had one in Kansas City by the Royal Stadium, and they had one in St. Louis, and somebody else was the front on the ownership of it. But the presidential suite at the Denver Tech Center out south of Denver is where Dick Cheney was. And he would go down, punch in on the elevator when he was on the presidential suite, open up the phone deal for emergency, punch in a code, and it would take him to a subfloor that he went to the Argo Tunnel. The Western White House, Western Capitol are built underground in there with offices identical to what you see in Washington, D.C. above ground. The Argo Tunnel goes to the center of the earth. The center of the earth as well. It's a huge, down in center Colorado, in behind Pike's Peak. I sat there and watched the blue light special flying in there about 9 o'clock, a whole bunch of these things. It's called the Aurora Airplane. aurora. It shape shifts. It's mu metal. It turns into like a bullet. It flies at 36,000 miles an hour. Part of our U.S. arsenal. Now, flying saucers, folks. John Lear, my friend, had died about 8 or 9 months ago. They probably murdered him. His father owned Lear Jets. And in 1952, he sold it, took a contract with the U.S. government secret, and built 150 flying saucers for the United States government until 1958 or 59, he completed. Now, he built those. That was for the U.S. Air Force. Now we have the U.S. Air Force, and we have Naval Intelligence that has saucers also. And one's the bad guy, the Air Force, and the Navy is the good guy. You want to explain that, Joe?
All right, now this comes from Secretary of State at the time, I can't think of his name right now. Then through Admiral Abada, and then through William Tompkins, where technology was given to the Nazis. The Nazis took it down to Schwabenland. And this is where we run into Ed Slade, but what Stu is talking about, the Argos is a series of underground complexes that exist from Central Colorado all the way down to Pikes Peak. Now, for my own verification of that, right above my head, about a year ago, I saw a dogfight between these pin lights shooting lasers, hitting one of them in an explosion. And I could tell the direction that they were heading towards was Pikes Peak. And so you have this conflict that exists between the United States Navy and which is part of what we call the Galactic Federation, and a conflict with the Confederation. And so you have this conflict that goes on and on and on. And this is who's connected to Victoria Nuland and those neocons in the State Department that are running the Ukraine through one of the oligarchs. So you have, that is why you have people like Larry Mizell, Leonard Melman, who live in Denver, Colorado, because they have the contact in the underground with a fallen angel alien. As tell them where you got that, Stu, fallen angel alien, where those words came from.
Otis Johnson, Ed Slade, the U.S. scientist that worked at Papoose Lake, Nevada. That's on S4 out there west of Las Vegas. Some call it Groom Lake, Area 51, Area 52. No, it is not. It's in that area. But that isn't it. S4 is a big base out there. The United States government owns it. It runs for miles. The government found out, here's an example. When I lived in Las Vegas, someone drowned in Lake Tahoe. Lake Tahoe. It was on the local news. The body washed up in Santa Monica Bay, California. They discovered that the California, it sticks out as a shell, and it comes down way down deep in the earth. It goes clear down to the borderline of Arizona and Nevada. The soil does. They found tunnels in there. Submarines are in there. There's a big sub base in there. That's how come the bodies in Lake Tahoe, they drowned. There were two of them during the time I lived in Vegas for 5 years. They drowned and they washed up in Santa Monica Bay. Now, Ed Slade was out there. He was working Papoose Lake, Nevada, where the alien base was. He was working with the aliens on behalf of the United States government. And he was answering to Rockefeller and Rothschild. He built John, after Kennedy was murdered, Johnson was spooked. He brought Ed in. I want you to make me a weapon I carry around in my pocket. If you notice videotape of Johnson thereafter, Kennedy was killed, John F. Kennedy, he walked around with his hand in his pocket, his coat pocket, when he was in public because of that weapon. It was an automatic. It shoot 100 rounds out of it. And he had another clip in his pocket or magazine, we called it in the Marine Corps, with another 100 rounds. He said, if anybody tries to kill me, I'm going to mow everything around me down. Ed made him the toy. Ed made a piece of loaf. He told me, Stu, never repeat it until after I'm dead, if I end up dead. He made a loaf of bread size out of mu metal, element 115, that is the robotoids are made out of. Robots. They look human, breathe, eat, the whole bit. They were the ones at Ferguson, Missouri. They used the robots after the rioting stopped. But they sent the robotoids in, and they were holding signs up, and they were black, and they were down there riding with the other blacks. They would shake somebody's hand. They were fingerprinting them. I would have said, oh, by the way, the last one that was rioting, tearing up Ferguson, Missouri, he was arrested. He said, oh, I've been arrested. I said, well, how'd they accomplish that? The robots went in there, took their fingerprints, got every one of them. Then they went in and arrested them all after they all started, stopped rioting. These are robotoids. Element 115. Element 116, 117, and 118 is the polyam they made the flying saucers out of. He combined that, fused it together, working with the aliens at Papoose Lake, Nevada, took it down to a pyramid north of Mexico City. Normally 5 o'clock in the evening, summer, places loaded with tourists, nobody was there. He meets some guy, 7'6" tall, Nordic looking character. He said, well, you must be Ed Slade. He says, yes, sir, you must be. Oh, yes, sir. What, did you bring me what you made me? Yep. So he hands him this loaf of bread, size metal. 115, 116, 117, 118, Napoleon. Hands it to him. He says, go out and set it about 50 yards away. I'll show you what you made me. So he takes it out and he goes, turns around and says, yeah, that's far enough, Ed. He said, come back here. He comes back and turns around and said, now look out there. I'll show you what you made me. All of a sudden, he turned into a flying saucer. A little portable flying saucer for the alien. For the fallen angel. He says, how did you do that? He says, I thought it into it. Now close your eyes and look out there. And you think it into a flying saucer. Ed, I can't do that. He says, try. Close your eyes and think it. And he starts telling Ed, you're thinking the wrong way. No, think over here. You're thinking the wrong way. He's telling him how to think. And he says, oh, now open your eyes and look what happened. He turned into a flying saucer. So he took him out for a joyride and let him go out in outer space with him and look at Earth and brought him back down, set him down. And went, oh, so never tell anybody unless I'm dead. You can't tell that secret. I said, I never will. He's dead. A few years back, they murdered him. A friend of mine that knew him introduced me to him, called me and said that he had 2,000 laser spots on his brain because they x-rayed his body. They had murdered him. Six of his fellow scientists, or five of them, there were six of them total that always or didn't resign, but retired on the same day that worked out there. All dead. On the same day of retirement, except for Ed. Now, John Lee, who was my good friend, knew him well, spent Christmas Eve with him a couple times with Rodney Stitch, who wrote The Friday in America, Drug in America, and a whole bunch of other books that I helped contribute to. John Lee knew Bob Lazar. L-A-Z-Z-A-R, I think it is. Bob Lazar worked out there at Papoose Lake, Nevada. You can see videos of him out here. I believe he's still alive. Bob Lazar and John Lear made Art Bell famous as a radio talk show host out of Las Vegas, Brock, Nevada, actually. Just want to make it clear. Did I explain myself right on this one, Joel?
So what we have here, what Stu is driving at, is that you have with the alien connection, that is where the anti-gravity machines, Catherine Austin Fitz has often talked about this, it's called a breakaway civilization, of where you have this underground Navy, underground Air Force, which has gravity machines anti-gravity machines. And it's an origin comes out of Horace Dahl, Admiral Lobato, William Tompkins, who wrote the book, selected by aliens. It's two books, well worth the read. And you have the story of Ed Slade. And so you have this whole group of subculture that exists in the underground with these underground military bases. Some of them are good guys, some of them are bad guys. But the center of the bad guy is up there in the Argos. And that is why people like Larry Mizell, Leonard Melman, and the others lived in Denver, Colorado.
Plus the winter and summer solstices, they do their human sacrifice and they gain power from Satan. Now, you're familiar with the old Nabari across from the Brown Palace Hotel. And on June the 21st, all these 12 disciples of Satan, the world leaders, should we say the financial leaders, the ones that are in control of the money throughout the world, control the money. They're in control of the businesses, etc. They all meet there. And in the winter, it's June the 21st in the summer, and they commit a human sacrifice, but they have sex with kids. Now, I had Anthony LaVey. It's on Radio Bar 1. Scroll down and look for Anthony LaVey. He gave a story on what happened to him. He mentions the name Scott Millman. That was my ex-witch doctor's brother. Being locked in the tunnel. Millman had a tunnel underneath his house at number 1 Eudora Street, Denver, Colorado. They were locked in there because they wouldn't play games with them and let them screw them in the ass. Because this is their satanic crap they do. They rape kids before they go over and kill an infant. Kidnapped infant. If you look on StuWeb.com below breaking news, you'll see human sacrifice. Listen to the guy that got arrested down there and shot and killed. They killed him. He was trying to kidnap a kid 20 months old or something because they'll take anything under 2 years of age. They want the younger the infant, the better. More power they get from Satan, etc. Why they do the human sacrifice where Otis Johnson sat daddy, watched Daddy Bush and his boys in there as he came to get the order signed by Casey. Now, there's ley lines. It deals with power grids, folks. They do this in Denver and other spots around the world they do it. But in Denver, on the summer winter solstice. The summer solstice is the longest day of the year, and they'll do it between midnight and 3:30 a.m. But they'll rape kids beforehand. They do it at university at Larry Mizell's pad over there, the university and Cherokee Drive, where Millman built this subdivision, where he lives. They go in and have big parties at the suite on top of the building there. It's on the southeast corner of Cherry Creek and University in Denver. That's where they rape the kids, and then they go down to the old Nabari and they commit the human sacrifice. And then in the summer, they'll be at the Cherry Creek Country Club playing golf together. Been seen out there many times. Bush, Daddy Bush, Henry Kissinger, Mizell. Used to be Millman. Now it inhabits myself. When Millman died, he had $100 trillion he controlled. Meyer Lansky, the Jewish mob don, turned it over to him. When he died, it inhabited Millman from Meyer Lansky. Then it inhabited Larry Mizell in 2004. Lived for thousands of years. Same crap. The one that lived in Bush Sr. lives in his attorney who's out of Fort Worth. His sons were too dumb. He didn't allow them to be. It's like Millman's son. Too dumb. But there's power grids. In the wintertime, the solstice falls between the 19th and 22nd. It runs until January the 6th, folks, is the satanic worship. Now, Joe, get into the power grids. The power lines, it's like your arteries in your body. if they're on earth to influence people. Would you explain that, please?
Yeah, we have an area, and I'll give you the perfect example, called the Arcadian Ley Line, which extends itself all the way down to Pyramid of the Sun, Pyramid of the Moon, in Mexico. And Jay Parker is the one that alerted everybody to this use of attacking the ley lines, because in your body are the lines of meridian that are connected to those ley lines. Therefore, they can affect all the people all over the world by taking control and doing a sacrifice on these ley lines. This ley line, the Arcadian Ley Line, we have Arden, Delaware, and Rose Valley, Pennsylvania. Those are satanic communities. And that Arcadian Ley Line goes right between them, and they do a sacrifice. And they influence then all the people, because you have ley lines or lines of meridian in your body. Those are what we call acupressure points. And you can learn this, by the way, through Chinese acupuncture. So that is what we mean when we say that on the 21st, they do those sacrifices to influence the ley lines, which in turn influence your lines of meridian.
Now that influences your body. That influences your mind. Now, I'd like for you to touch on another subject. Dimitri Dudeman and Henry Gruber, who both gave prophecy to America, and a friend of mine was in Ohio, was at the dinner table with them while Henry Gruber was doing the, or Dimitri Dudeman was doing the prophecy club. I was supposed to do that tour, 14-city tour. I got anthraxed to kill me because of filing a grand jury demand and getting accepted by Judge Richard Mates in Denver, which the U.S. attorney never did his job, and they anthraxed me, and they anthraxed Al Martin after he had been on the phone with me with the U.S. attorney. Now, Dimitri Dudeman gave a prophecy to America how we would be nuked. An individual, won't mention, because I created a one point million man militia, county to county, state by state, city by city. You do your thing under GOLD, Guardians of American Liberties. They anthraxed me over that. That was part of it. 1994, I did 150 speeches in America, 44 states. I was written about Time Magazine, the militia primers. And I called John Stacks up. Hey, Stu, blast from the past. How are you? Here's Jonathan Beatty. Did the story of the Denver airport. Did the story on BC, or more on Denver, the second one. And then he wrote the book BCCI, Bank Credits Commerce International. There was a check where they paid me $1,400 for a month's worth of long-distance phone calls at 28 cents a minute, helping him dig on BCCI. That was before I got jailed. Now, I get arrested after Beatty. Oh, I got an attorney that, you know, is on the BCCI committee. I forgot his name. You contact him. He said he would help you. The next day, I was arrested by the FBI and held for 10 and a half months, political prisoner. Beatty was going to give me a $1 million book deal. $500,000 to him, $500,000 to me. He's now dead. He wrote BCCI, Bank of Credit and Commerce International. And you can see that check up there, stub, where they paid that phone bill of $1,400 some odd. I met with him and Margie Sloan, that was a contributor to a book. My name didn't appear, neither did Al Martin. It's called The Mafia and CIA by Peter Bruton. Mafia, CIA, and George Bush by Peter Bruton. They were in Kansas City for 2 days. Matter of fact, Margie's attorney, friend in Denver, she was married to an attorney, divorced him because he was a corrupt bastard, she said. Archibald Cox, Phyllis Cox, Archibald Cox, the Watergate prosecutor, they fired because he was doing his job in prosecuting people. She used to jumpstart me because she had her business line. If you had a business line back in 1991, 1992, in that time frame, You could hook in one person like you can today on the phone. Your personal lines, you couldn't do it. Regular phone lines. They had a special phone. They press a button, put them on hold, make their phone call, connect them together. I would call her, and she would call the radio shows collect. They were expecting the call. That way they couldn't track me. She is in hiding out of the country still to this day because of that. Those Cox. I want to add those kind of things for a reason. I've been around the block. Now, the prophet from Russia and Dmitry Duderman gave prophecy in 1994 to America during to the prophecy club why I had been anthraxed. Nearly dying in Las Vegas, sleeping 18 hours a day, taking 500 milligrams twice a day of doxycycline to stay alive. 28 of us were hit. 13 survived. That was it. I'm still alive. 38 and a half years later, I'm still alive, being the oldest, longest whistleblower other than Jerry Reed, who they stuck guns to his mouth and his wife's mouth and said, here's your 200 grand, go away, you used to be CIA, we're going to kill you. He still can sell his book called Clinton Bush and the CIA. It's out there on Amazon and other places. A great read. I like Terry and his wife. They were friends. He won't talk to me. He can't. Now, Joe, Dmitry Duderman and Henry Gruver gave prophecy to America. The only difference was their prophecy that this friend of mine, militia in Ohio, sat at the dinner table with them and called me. Was it Henry Gruver saw, excuse me, Henry Gruver saw towers all across America just before we got nuked. Towers. Those are the cell phone towers, G5, that was completed, what, Joe, a year and a half ago? Go ahead.
Well, what is based upon is dispensationalism, which goes all the way back to the creation of the Jesuits. And Ignatius of Loyola got even to look for a defense for the Catholic Church, which became known as Futurism. That was taken all the way forward to our present day, and that became what we call the Christian movement, where Jesus Christ is going to come back and save everybody. But the problem of it is that this Futurism that was spoken on the Prophecy Club and all of that is something that came out of Ignatius of Loyola and his group. And what it amounts to is that it is what they want, what the bad guy wants. It's not what God wants. But if you watch that, it can help you in the progress of watching this disenfranchisement that is going on today in Europe and the United States. There you have it.
What does God want, Joe? He wants us to be in prayer, doesn't he? Doesn't he want us to be praying against the enemy and to stop him?
What you have to do is you have to become a prayer warrior. God doesn't want this to happen. So you become the prayer warrior. And you pray. I've done this in demonstration on many times. And you just do that. And you ask for God to invoke his spirit into this world and to stay the hand of the adversary. It comes down as simple as that. And so that's what you see in play today in the Ukraine. Europe is now going to be freezing. They can only put the thermostats up to 66 degrees. Food is big. The food supplies are being cut back because they want us to go to insects. So there's all kinds of disenfranchisement of Western civilization because that's what the fallen angel alien wants. They want us dead. one way or the other, and they're on the way to do it.
Fallen angel alien is of Satan and the devil. It is not of God Almighty Jesus Christ, correct?
All right, let's clarify it again. Who the bad guy is? What is the origin of evil? The origin of evil is the fallen angel, as Otis said, because he's the one that identified it, said the fallen angel alien. Those are the bad guys. Those are the guys that are bringing this about. And you can go to St. Michael and ask for his intervention, because the great battle and the that took place ages ago, where the fallen angel alien was taken down to the inner earth, that is between the surface of the inner core and the surface of the earth. That's where they are condemned, in the upper third, lower fourth dimensional world. And that's why your Mayan used to go in and stand before this sheet of black obsidian, and they could see the fallen angel alien on the other side and communicate with them. In other words, the Aztec and the Maya were cannibals.
Now, Joe, Swabenland. Explain to him what you meant by Swabenland. And right. Admiral Byrd, the North Pole, the South Pole, the Argall Tunnel.
All right, it's very simple. You go to William Tompkins. Listen to what he has to say. That's where I got it from. And what happened was the alien through Admiral Crummell at Paramunda gave anti-gravity machine to the Germans. Those Germans learned to fly and to build them. All of that was taken down during World War II, invited by the aliens. This comes right from William Tompkins. He's the one that said it. He was there. And working with Admiral Labatta. And all of that went down to the South Pole called Schwabenland. Now, what's very interesting is the Muslims found an Ark of Gabriel. The Russians took that ark down to the Antarctic area, built a small little chapel, and put that ark in there. And that ark is used to put the fallen angel alien, which has a huge base in the area that I told you, and next to it is Schwabenland. It's a big cavern, and it's... For the alien, it is in the upper third, lower fourth dimensional world, but in that area. And that is where and why the what I can now call the fourth, what I would call the next enemy, which is the fake Nordic. And if you take the Star of David, put the swastika symbol over it, and you have who now is the adversary of what has been called on many occasions the Confederation. And that is the war that is going on now. That is connected to Victoria Nuland and her crew of what they're doing through the oligarch to the Ukraine.
Now, where is Swabenland at? What did Admiral Byrd find during World War II? He chased the Nazis into Swabenland. He was being fired upon, lost 2,000 men and ships, being fired upon with 50 calibers that were on flying saucers, but they weren't too accurate because they were moving around because they didn't know how to fly them that Adolf Hitler made, because the fallen angels gave him that technology. And folks, real quick, who was the first to get it? Nikola Tesla, our U.S. scientist, given by J.P. Morgan, and he put a gravity machine, look at the video out there about Nikola Tesla. It's out there still probably floating around the internet. Nikola Tesla was a U.S. scientist, but he took these drawings and he put them on his desk, and it was two wooden discs with magnets placed at a certain thing, the right size cut on the magnet and the whole bit, and he turned them against each other. And he used the thing to sped him up. And the first thing, all of a sudden, his desk starts moving sideways. That's anti-gravity. So he replaced the thing and floated to the ceiling. Nikola Tesla has a museum that I spoke at in Colorado Springs. Nikola Tesla, U.S. scientist. I spoke to a big patriot group down there one time. I saw his free energy machine in these glass boxes. Like you walk in someplace, you got glasses. No, and it's under protective custody. It's in a glass container, and you can look at it, guns or whatever. Here's the deal. I saw his machine. Now, the video I saw him in, he made the anti-gravity, and then it floated, and then he cranked it up higher, and it went into space-time. He was able to see a black hole, and he saw people dressed differently into the future. I met a person at Area 51, Area 52, the alien restaurant, the alien, I forgot what he called it, up there near Area 51. They became friends. His wife's dead. I'm hoping he's still alive. Forgot his name. Because I spoke at that group. Three times. Slept on the ground the first time I went up there. The second time I stayed in one of their little trailers. About 50-100 people sleep on the ground outside. Want to hear what they knew. I learned in Nikola Tesla. He created space-time, and then he did, which is called the vortex. It's also called, weather modification. So the government gave him a grant through J.P. Morgan, and they built this tower up on Colorado Springs, up on Pikes Peak, and they lit the thing up. And they had generals and admirals out there, and they created a storm. All of a sudden, here's all the storm and lightning bolts flying, and it hit an admiral and a general and killed them. So the U.S. government shut it down. They called it, this is satanic. We're not going to have this anymore. So J.P. Morgan worked a deal with the Germans that came and used it. All this technology, and that's what Adolf Hitler did. That Joe has been mentioning certain names to you. Adolf Hitler came up with the first flying saucers, that went to Schwabenland, the Admiral Byrd, and I want you to explain about the firefight down there, killed 2,000 men, and then later he goes to North Pole after he testified before the U.S. Congress on what happened to his people when Adolf Hitler went up. Adolf Hitler's pilot, Harry Rupp, was a friend of mine. Otis Johnson turned him on to me. They murdered him. Go ahead. Joe? Right,
we're running out of time here, Stu. I think we should...
We're at right now 103 minutes. Okay? I would like to continue this because, Joe, this is a very important show. One of the most powerful shows I think I've ever done because we have to make people understand. You're at the bottom line. Your soul's at stake. The country is at stake. We're getting ready to be nuked. I'm very serious about this. I've heard about it for the past 2-3 days or so. Getting cell phones and cars. And I could use some contributions to get some more. To find out more what's going on. But we need to tell the people because we are at the... It is soul catching fire for Jesus Christ. If you're not right with God and you're not playing against the enemy, you cannot stop what's coming. And if you're not praying, you can't even listen to the show. You can't stop it. The prayers of righteous stop and change things. Excuse me, you're screaming. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, because the reason I'm saying this is my battery is running out.
Okay.
Maybe about 2 minutes left.
Can you plug it in for a few more minutes?
No, I don't have that in my possession right now.
You want to go get it?
No, there's no
time. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No. There's no time.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm outside. So just leave it at this. Everything that Stu is saying here is that we're having to watch and do your prayers, because we're getting very close to a tactical false flag, a tactical nuke false flag. That's what we got to keep an eye on. That's what we got to put our prayers towards, that God's hand will intervene and stop this insanity. It's very important that everybody joins in the prayers on doing this. And I think we should pull the plug on this now, Steve.
Today, in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus Christ, is how it happens, folks. Now, Joe, until your phone dies, and when it dies, then we'll stop. But Admiral Byrd went in the North Pole, he went in the South Pole. What did he discover? Okay.
Admiral Byrd made two trips, one to South America, one to the Antarctic, of which he was attacked. The other trip was into the North, where he was taken into the inner Earth, where he met the king of the world, called Telos and Agartha. And there is an entire history that goes around that, and that's another very long, long story. But he was introduced to the king of the world. That king has met every president since Admiral Byrd's time.
Okay, now, let's mention for a minute about Donald Trump. He's cheated out of the election. This Biden character, Satanist, as Otis Johnson said, they have 200,000 of them registered with the NSA, the Fallen Angels. He says still, the government calls them aliens. They're registered under the 1952 to 2012 alien agreement. They give us all this technology, which has been extended, he said. But I said, what that means, all the world leaders are possessed. That was about 5 years ago, folks. 4 or 5 years ago when Admiral, what's the name he worked with? Put him on the airplane. I'm missing him earlier. I'm getting real hungry and tired, and you're running out of time. Here's the point. Under the alien agreement that Eisenhower was forced into, okay, that Truman said he shouldn't have ever created the CIA from the OSS that Milman and Bush, Kissinger and all of them were part of, under the alien agreement, these people plot and planned all this all these years. It is the fallen angels trying to kill humankind because their time is up. Run out. Their time can be extended. So many people are thinking the end time prophecies will all be fulfilled in 2000 and then 2010. I've heard all these stories. Prayer works. It extends things. God created you. Jesus created you. He doesn't want you dead. He wants you to serve Him. And He wants you praying against the enemy, which spells time for the fallen angels. It kills their time frame. It dissolves every plot plan they have. If people don't start praying, based on what I've been hearing recently, the United States is going to get a tidal wave 1,800 feet, plus we're going to get nuked. Now, Joe, I want you to get...
I've got to cut it. I'm running out of steam here, so we've got to cut it right now.
I understand. We're going to cut it right now. Thank you, Joe, for being on with me. Ladies and gentlemen, have a good evening. Stu Weber, StuWeb.com. And I have moved... I need donations if possible. I'm restoring my internet site as of tomorrow, and I'm going to be banging them every day. I'm back in business. Good night, folks.